Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
We tried to. There's negotiating tactics. You're working 20 different things at a time. These things happen. Sometimes you see something on Twitter and weren't able to get it done.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. We got to talk some football before we get out of here. They got a game Sunday now, damn it.
We're going to do it right now.
But I got to give Butch some credit. And Evan's going to back me up. He sent the footage of McGetty, who I didn't hear, and the boss thought it was funny. Stoney, that's not the worst travel I've ever seen. And Evan, was that the worst? That I was waiting on the travel.
Compared to some of these guys?
No, the worst one was the Beal one.
That's a misdemeanor.
The worst one was the Beal one that we saw yesterday, I want to say, against the Pelicans.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, but even the one that they based the segment, like the Giannis travel that
incredible.
They didn't call.
They ran.
Took seven steps.
And I got to say this before we get back to it. Why did I like McGetty? He can get to the line, Steiny.
Because, well, because all he did was score. He wasn't a great team player. Wasn't interested in defense.
Oh, McGetty. He was ripped.
And was the quintessential isolation player.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, and that's true. Great Uncle Looney here. You had body envy, which made you like him.
No, him and T.O.
Yeah. All right. It seems like we're going to have Mac Jones at quarterback against the New York Giants. Wow. And this is, Guru had heard this a day ago and wanted to talk about it. Phil Sims was on yesterday with a morning roast, and Phil Sims was talking about the Brock Purdy, Mac Jones situation. And this is what Guru stuck out to Guru, and take a listen. Phil Sims.
You know, I'm not speaking for Brock Purdy. Okay, I looked him up before we went on to see the injury report, and I said, oh, my God, this is crazy, this injury report. But as a quarterback standing on the sideline, the other guys out there, you want the team to win, but you hope the quarterback doesn't play real well. I mean, that's simple. And you know what's the truth? Anybody says it's not, then, you know, I'm not going to say they're lying, but they're lying.
And I miss Phil on the broadcast, Steiny. That is incredible, man. You sit up here, you don't do it specifically. You do it sometimes. You think Carson Wentz, and this is my exhibit A, wanted to see Nick Foles win that damn Super Bowl? No, he could never tell you. He's like, yeah, let's go. But come on, Steiny, I'm just keeping it real, man. Come on, that's it. I appreciate a former quarterback saying that, and he had to watch that. Jeff Hostetler won that Super Bowl.
Yeah, but wasn't Sims hurt?
Yeah. But still, so you kind of don't want your back guy.
To me, it's different.
I know it's not everybody, but that's how I would. It would just sour the moment just a tad bit.
To me, it's different. Didn't Carson Wentz, when he was with Philly, like,
almost hurt? He was going to be MVP. He was about to be MVP.
Right. They were like 12-2, yeah. Right? Or something.
They were great.
They had a great record. Yeah. He got hurt.
In LA.
Missed the playoffs. Yeah. They won the Super Bowl. To me, that's different than, because once you're hurt,
there's no choice.
I'm going to root for my team once I'm hurt.
Well, let's be honest then. Because Brock is the guy next door, and he looks like it's not. I'm just saying he's a good dude.
Okay.
Is Phil insinuating Brock, you know, he could tell maybe his missus or his mom. He ain't rooting for Mac not to light it up.
Yes, he is. I think he is. I mean,
we're all human. There's no wrong answer here, and nobody could say what they really, truly feel. But Brock just got the bag, so he's secure, man. But you need to get, man.
I mean, if you don't think that a starter doesn't want his replacement to play well, you think that's not the case, you're crazy. And like,
but you don't give any credence to that being on the flip side.
My point is this, and I'll say it. Not everybody is like that.
Okay.
Most people are like it. And anyone who's ever played sports and has seen a replacement come in and play well, it sucks. Sorry. It does. And you think you're better than that guy. Wow. And you don't want him to play well.
That's all, man.
Those are facts.
No doubt. And that's called a human, man. Those are real feelings, and I'm not saying it's right, but my goodness.
So, and honestly, okay, and I get it. Joe Straining started, and I came off the bench. We were really good friends. He was a senior. I was a sophomore. Every single game he started, I hope he struggled to start the game. That's, so I would get in with 15 minutes left in the half rather than 9.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and we were friends. Yeah. I would tell him, I hope you're terrible tonight.
Yeah.
I want to play. Yeah. So, Doug in Berkeley. What's up, Doug in Berkeley? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great today, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
All right, Doug.
Doing well.
Happy Halloween, Doug.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. End of the month. Thanksgiving's coming. We're moving on to football season. We don't know where we're going with the quarterback situation. It is what it is. You know, one of the truest phrases ever, and I didn't think I heard it until I was in my 20s. It is what it is. that's so damn true. But anyway, regarding Phil Simms and what he said, I think that for most of us, everybody's different, but for most of us, what he said is spot on. You want the team to win, but you're hoping that the other guy doesn't light it up. Except if you make it to the Super Bowl, your team's in the Super Bowl, you're rooting for Nick Foles. You're rooting for whoever is that's a different situation. That's a different animal. And so you're rooting for the third stringer, if he gets in there, to light it up. So it's different than just regular season games. That's my thought. I don't know what you guys think, but that's my thought.
Yeah, it's mine too. Like, let's say Brock Purdy comes back and the 49ers go on a little roll, and the last week of the season, Purdy gets hurt, but they finish 10-7 and they're going to the playoffs, and just by some strange reason, they get hot and they win a Super Bowl with Mac Jones.
Right.
Like, I am kind of with the last caller that I think Brock Purdy would want Mac Jones to win a Super Bowl for the 49ers. And from there, Purdy would obviously become a Super Bowl champion. And as a guy who's gotten to a Super Bowl and an NFC championship, I don't know. I mean, are people really going to then say, well, Brock didn't win a Super Bowl, but Mac Jones did? Maybe.
Yes.
But that's, yes.
But in saying so, Stoney, real quick, but that would be matter of fact. That would, that would be the truth.
And what I'm telling you is 10 years from now, if the 49ers win a Super Bowl this year, like, nobody's going to remember it was Mac Jones instead of Brock Purdy, I don't think.
But I just brought up Jeff Hostetler. I just brought up Nick Foles.
Yeah.
We still remember.
Yes, they will.
Like, yeah. I can't believe you said
that,
Stoney.
A lot of people that's believe that Nick Foles is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz.
Man.
Well, he was.
And I don't think Carson Wentz has been the same since that. I can't blame it all on that, Evan, but I'm with you.
I'm just saying, like, Brock Purdy's played 3 years, gone to a Super Bowl, gone to an NFC West title. Now, he quarterbacks the 49ers this year into the playoffs, because the story would be he comes back this week or next week and they get to the playoffs. Then let's say, wins a couple playoff games. And he gets hurt.
Oh, you can't play in the Super Bowl, but
Mac Jones wins it. I mean,
they're going to remember that. Yeah. Like, Lorenzo Neal talks about all the time that.
But he's a player.
Drew Brees in the.
No, it was Philip Rivers started an AFC Championship game where Billy Volek finished the prior playoff game, and they all wanted Billy Volek to start the AFC Championship and believe that they would have had a better chance to win.
No.
That's incredible.
I get that. I'm just saying.
Damn.
I'm just saying. 10, 15, 20 years from now, it'll become a little convoluted because Purdy will have quarterbacked most of the time through this era. And if Jones happened to quarterback the Super Bowl and they win it, I don't know. I mean,
well, Phil he would Simms get credit, lived it. Do you feel like that's
but he
why
won a Super Bowl? Phil Simms won a Super Bowl with one of the greatest performances of all time.
Yeah. But he also,
so like,
watched his backup win 1-2.
Right, and what I'm saying is nobody holds it against Phil Simms because he didn't quarterback the second Super Bowl because he had one in his pocket already. So, yeah, maybe if Purdy, if Mac Jones wins the Super Bowl, obviously people are going to remember it was Mac Jones like they remember it was Trent Dilfer.
Well, let's do us three, you know, because I'm out and you're out. We, you know, the show's healthy. We get judged on numbers. Let's just be honest, Donnie. What if you were out for 2 weeks or a month, the ratings come out, and Evan and I are doing something you and I have never done? You wouldn't be mad at Evan, nor would I. But I got to believe your competitive juice is nothing against Evan. It would hit different had, you know, we just lost. But if the boss says, yeah, when Evan and Goo are in there, it's higher than when it's you and me, yeah, wouldn't you? Nothing towards Evan, mm-hmm, but that would hit different to me. And I'm being honest. Like,
yeah, and I'll be honest if you want to know my opinion.
There's a bigger dynamic. Yeah.
And I'll be honest if you want to know what I'm feeling. Yeah. Right now, if that were to happen, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care. I've been in the league 40 years. I wouldn't care. Now, when I was 28, 30, 40,
well, Brock's closer to that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. So I'm saying, yeah, there's probably more credence to that.
Yeah.
Like Brock would care.
The fans would also remember, well, I don't know about the show, but if Brock Purdy doesn't win a Super Bowl,
I'm with you, man.
Isn't the quarterback winning Super Bowl,
right?
Then people would remember him as the quarterback who couldn't win a Super Bowl. And Mac Jones would be the guy.
No doubt, man.
Because he's been to one and they lost.
So all I'm saying is if Purdy gets him there and he can't finish the Super Bowl or doesn't start the Super Bowl, of course he's going to go down as a guy who's never won the Super Bowl as a starting quarterback.
And the fans would remember that. And you're saying, but maybe not?
I mean,
Stiney.
But what if Purdy goes, what if his record this year is 8-3 going into the Super Bowl, he gets hurt? Like, I think people would say it was more tough luck than Purdy couldn't get it done.
I don't want to speak for Evan, but this is how I look at it. I look at Brock, he's 0-1 in the bowl. So forget the 8-3. I hear you, Stiney, as part of it, but you don't think fans would be like, oh yeah, when you got your chance, not that it was all your fault, you didn't get it done.
Well, I watched the game. I don't look at it like that. I don't think it was all Purdy's fault in that game.
No, and I'm saying the same thing.
I think he was one of the least responsible for that loss. So I don't go in and say, well, like, I don't think Brock Purdy can't win a Super Bowl. And if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, to me, it's not because he blew his opportunity. His team didn't win. And he had guys on his team who didn't play well.
So you don't think it would be basically a bad look for him?
I can't say it probably would be. Like, it probably would be because I know how fans are.
Okay.
I'm just telling you how I would be. That's all I'm telling you. That if he comes back, they go 7-3, they get to the Super Bowl, Mac wins it, I'm not going to think, boy, I don't know if they get it done with Brock Purdy because, you know, he lost that first one. That's just me. Like, I will not look at it like Brock Purdy can't get it done.
He'd be a part of the story, but he's not the story in that hypothetical.
Well, to me it is more that I believe you guys might be right that people would look back on Purdy and say, well, he didn't win one, you know, Mac Jones won one.
Yeah.
That's right, and that's going to be fair. I don't think that. I don't subscribe to that stuff. I just don't. I don't.
You don't look at Carson Wentz any different? I mean, he basically got them to the playoffs that year.
Right.
And he was about an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Right. But there's also the what happened to Wentz after that, after he came back. He never seemed to be the same player again.
But he was still great that season.
He was, but that got camouflaged a little. Because after that season, we started saying Carson Wentz stinks.
Well, his career went down the tubes. But my point is, like, you also camouflage Brock Purdy's first 2 years with last season. A lot of people do. So if he doesn't quarterback a lot this year and Mac Jones takes a team to the Super Bowl and they win, that does reflect poorly on Brock Purdy.
Right. And that's why I don't disagree with that. And that's why I made the reclarification that if Brock comes back and gets him there and gets hurt again, here's my only point. My only point is that I don't I get it. If Mac Jones were to win a Super Bowl, he'd win a Super Bowl and Brock wouldn't. But to me, that wouldn't be an indictment on Brock Purdy. It just wouldn't. But we can talk about it.
But it would be proof that Mac Jones did something
sure.
with him yeah, as the captain.
He won a game.
That Brock hadn't got.
He's 1-0. Yeah. Right. He's 1-0. And I guarantee you, if he were to win a Super Bowl, I just have a hunch that Mac Jones wouldn't dominate the game. I have a hunch they'd have to win a well-rounded football game.
I got a question for you, and I know Niner fans don't want to hear this, but since we're here, Stani, if that scenario played out, and let's just say Brock got hurt and Mac got him to that level,
mm-hmm.
I think after that, as an organization, you got to reconvene to say, do we go away from Mac, or is Mac our guy?
I would agree with that.
Okay, all right.
I don't disagree with that.
Evan, you disagree with that?
I just don't buy into...
It's a bad blemish, but...
I just don't. I just don't. First of all, they're probably not going to win it this year, so we don't have to worry about it, but I don't know. It's on his resume, but I don't speak like Brock Purdy, comma, couldn't get it done in the Super Bowl, comma, is still a pretty good court. Like, I don't know. There was just so much that happened in that game. And this is where I'm going to channel my inner Willard. Like,
Will,
it's the biggest team sport going with 22 guys. And sometimes a quarterback can be great and you lose the game. And now we're going to hold it against the quarterback as he can't get it done. I can't stand like, he couldn't win the big one. Okay.
Well Steve Young talks about it all the time and he got it done.
He didn't lose the big one either.
Well, he lost to Dallas twice.
Who?
Steve Young.
No, I'm talking about Purdy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, I hear you.
So.
Well, Evan, you didn't hear. I was telling Steiny, and Steiny actually agreed with me, and I'm shocked. Like, let's just say that scenario played out to where Mac was able, the backup, to lead the team to the Super Bowl. I then think, forget contract or not, you got to reconvene as an organization, and if it looked great and good and it got you the bowl – you got to think about, do we just pull the plug on this Mac situation? And Steiny agreed, like, you would have to have that conversation. Now,
I think they've done that in just about every one of those scenarios. Well, you could even go back to, what was it, Trent Green to Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
And Kurt Warner was undrafted and became
a
legend. Yeah. Like, people don't think about Trent Green in St. Louis.
It's true.
Wow.
This from the YouTube chat. Maybe I haven't made myself clear. Michael Alanis. That's hogwash, Steiny. Brock doesn't want Mac to light it up. He knows. I agree. I'm with you. I don't think Brock wants him to light it up. And if I was not clear, no. That Guru said, well, Brock's not as old as you, Steiny. And I was like, yeah, that's probably why he. I agree. I don't think he wants Mac to light it up.
This is about psychology, guys, right? But Evan and Steiny, this is so outside the box. But just tell me. If you're giving me the bucket or not, Austin Reeves has scored 50-something points and 40-something points without Luka and LeBron. And I look to my right and it says, Luka looks like he's a go tonight. And I feel whatever's hampering Luka got a little easier, Steiny, to be like, let me get back in so my boy don't, for the third game, go bonkers. I could be totally wrong, but as a human, I believe Austin Reeves balling without those two made whatever's Ellen Luka just feel a tad bit better for him to be available this evening.
No, no, no. That's going too far.
It might be a little motivating.
Come on, man. Luka ruined them all like
that. No, Luka Doncic is worried about...
Not worried, just... Hey, that's a little too much shine for you. Give me the keys back, and let's split that 50 up 25 or 30, 20. But you've never seen a movie to Mac. Goldie, you're getting too big. And I'm just telling you, Stoddy, that's funny to me. My buddy out there just busting buckets on everybody. Luka might be available. Okay. Hey, that's just how I think.
I mean, one thing's for sure, he ain't getting 40 tonight. I mean, seriously.
That's what I guess I'm saying. He ain't getting 40 tonight. He ain't getting 40 tonight if Luka plays. That's for sure.
Luka.
Yeah.
If Luka's a real teammate, Reeves will get 40 tonight.
You know what? I don't disagree with that. And you know what? I don't put it past Luka. I'm kidding there a little bit.
Oh, boy. I got something. Text line, Stoney.
I'll be the judge of that.
Careful, Daryl. The show was pretty damn good yesterday. E-Dog is a Thundercat. Love you all. Have a good weekend. Happy
Summers
Halloween.
Is a Thundercat.
Oh, dude, I got to go hear it. The streets are talking. How long was the interview?
It lasted about 7 hours.
Hey, Stoney.
Yeah.
Boss said it might not have rated that poorly.
You know what? I feel like replaying it.
I want to hear it. Dude.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Who cut it up?
I really enjoyed it.
I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a sound impossible to cut.
Dude.
Summers.
Man.
That sound.
So he was just going, huh? You couldn't stop him?
He's like Reeves.
You know what he was like? He was like the opposite of a runaway train. He was like, you ever see one of those trains that's got a lot of freight and they're going about 7 miles an hour, but it still's going to take them 6 miles to stop the train?
Okay.
That was him.
That's wow. Well, he had a good time, though.
Oh, I hope he did. He was a good sport.
Yeah. And Evan with the analytics, if the boss said it didn't rain. Man, I texted him yesterday.
Steve Summers?
No, the boss. Oh. I hadn't heard the interview. He checked on me. That's why I love him. And then I said, hey, because I love this show and I'm a team guy, how did the interview go? I can't say what he responded, but let's just say it wasn't as glowing as you two said, Evan.
All I will say is I was left speechless by the end.
And I heard you were laughing. In stitches.
If he would have been drinking milk, it would have come out of his nose. It's one of those laughs. He could not control himself.
He was great, man. I'm sorry.
He had, like, Evan for about a minute had nothing. He just had nothing. I'm filibustering talking about
the topics.
He couldn't stop laughing after we hung up. You know what it was reminiscent of? It was reminiscent in a little way of when the Warriors lost game 7. I hope
this guy texts
the right way because I love him.
Yeah.
It was when the Warriors lost game 7 to the Cavaliers, and I joined you and Zachariah after the game, and Zachariah could not function.
Yeah.
He couldn't function.
Yeah. I remember. That's a great pool, man.
So, anyway.
Who takes longer, Goo with his question or Steve's answers?
Steve who? Oh, Summers.
Yeah.
God.
Dude, that's your Maggette.
Well, I thought Swift Steve Kerr sound.
That's your Maggette.
No, it isn't.
It is.
No,
dude, but sometimes you get loud and it sounds like it's personal. And then I got mechanisms that tune out. Might be 4-3 seconds.
Speaking of the boss, he put something together we can play on the other side for you.
Oh, nice.
He is pretty creative.
Does it take 20 minutes?
No, actually, it took about as long as it took for Goo to forget you said Corey Maggette.
Which is getting a lot of run. It wasn't that.
Yeah, it was.
Dude, you were screaming before then.
I said, you were talking about a walk, and I said, well, all walks must answer to Corey Maggette. I had to raise my voice because you were in an unstoppable mood at that point, and I had to say, Corey, and now I know. Okay. You don't have to listen to me. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Also, a reminder, Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr will join Willard and Dibbs at 3:30 today. Where? Right here on 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.